Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Michelle May as she talks about the idea of eating mindfully in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cattle eat the Safeguard and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Dr. Michelle May had for several years a family physician practice, but in 1999, she founded an organization known as Am I Hungry? Mindful Eating Programs and Training. Her idea was to share with health and wellness professionals a mindful, non-diet approach to food. And earlier this month, she brought her message of mindful eating to the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians annual meeting, being sponsored by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
You know, the simplest principles of nutrition are balance, variety, and moderation. When people keep those very simple principles in mind, no food is forbidden, and certainly beef is going to provide all kinds of nutrients and iron and protein that are essential for a healthy, balanced diet. And so focusing on it has saturated fat, therefore it's bad. Well, no, a little bit of saturated fat in your diet is not going to create a problem. It's about balance.
Seems like we're seeing a lot of swinging back and forth as far as a pendulum. The dairy industry. A good example of that. You know, there's continued to be a debate, you know, should you have whole milk or is skim the only way to go? It just seems like there's so much bouncing back and forth.
Well, I think that's a really important message because, in fact, nutrition information seems to be a moving target. Our patients are confused. The public at large is confused. And so when a confused mind tries to go to the grocery store or make decisions about what to feed their family, they become very conflicted. And that's not a healthy way to approach food. When we see nutrition information swing, the pendulum model is perfect. We're talking about these extremes. If it's all bad, no, it's all good. And really, somewhere in the middle is the answer.
So, commodity groups, Beef Council, the dairy folks, the pork industry, most of our major commodity groups have got the educational arm of trying to help physicians, health professionals, others that are influencers understand their particular product. How does that fit into the overall work that you're trying to do?
Well, I think, you know, to the Oklahoma Beef Council brought me here because I'm a physician and I can speak the language of physicians. You know, physicians in particular don't want to be sold to, whether we're talking about pharma or food, they don't want to feel like they're being sold a bill of goods. And so I want to come in there and approach them with a very practical message that feels doable and manageable and also realistic so that it's not, oh, go beef or go, you know, that's not the message. The message is balance, variety, and moderation.
With today's millennial population gaining more and more power and more people focusing on the millennials, how does that change the game that you're doing?
Well, of course, the internet has changed everything, and it has really, I think, unfortunately, bred a lot of misinformation and myths. But they are just as interested in facts, and so when we can present information in a meaningful way, when they feel that there's true science behind it, they may be more likely to listen. The problem is that all too often they're getting their information from non-authoritative sources. So this is where we as healthcare professionals and as industry have to be working really hard to try to make sure that the message is clear and balanced and that we are, you know, really out there trying to help educate the millennials as well. And they're, you know, they're watching videos, they're on the internet, you know, they're not getting their information from their doctors. Let's just say that.
So that's a challenge, I would think, as far as to balance that internet source with the healthcare type professionals that you're directly working with.
Mm-hmm. I think so, and I think, you know, people do still trust their doctors. And I think if the doctor themselves can give a more balanced message, here's the problem. Doctors are people, too. And so they're getting their information from the same sources that their patients are. And unfortunately, oftentimes that is not really a valid source. Unfortunately, I don't think most physicians really get a good background in nutrition. And so they're picking up the fads just like anybody else. For me, nutrition was a passion. It was something that I had to self-teach because it just really wasn't available. So I think having programs like this and using information that really gives them a way of talking to their patients that's realistic and that even they themselves can implement in their own lives and with their own families.
Dr. Michelle May, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.